changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk about hope, especially with this idea of the pandemic, and especially with the weather struggles that so many of you all have been going through, both storms in my native South Carolina, snow in Kansas City, storms all the way up the coast, snow. Everybody's been struggling a bit with the weather, it seems like. It was even, I don't even want to talk about it here, but it was chillier than what you bargained for when you moved to the tropics. And everybody's dealing with that. But more importantly, what we're dealing with is this idea of when. When's it going to be over? When do we get back to normal? By the way, we used to complain like hell before everything fell off the rails. So let's remember that, okay? This idolized normal was something that most people complained 15 to 30 times a day when we were having it. But right now, everybody is all about when. When's it going to happen? When's it going to open up? I've heard things say July. I've been actively on the phone, sometimes having 2 and 3 calls a day with potential speaking clients that want to hire me, that want to have their conferences, that want to bring me in to inspire and educate and motivate their people. And it's still just a guessing game. I've got events scheduled in July. August, people are like, oh, for sure. September. And now we're hearing that we may need to wear masks until 2022, through 2022 sometimes. When? That's the hard part. One of my favorite scenes in any movie ever, and if you haven't seen it, go back and watch it. I was looking this morning to see if Robert Shaw won an Academy Award for Jaws. I didn't see it. I know Jaws won an 11 Academy Awards, but I didn't see it. So somebody feel free to let me know. But there's a scene in Jaws where they're inside the boat that is run by Quint, who's played by Robert Shaw, the salty old sea captain. And they're sitting there and they're bonding over some drinks and they're bonding over complaining, actually. They first complain about little scars and bigger scars and bigger scars, all happening in the line of chasing sharks, etc. And then Richard Dreyfuss notices on Quint's arm what used to be a tattoo. It's a scar. And he asks him about it. And Shaw tells the story of being on the USS Indianapolis on the most secret mission of all time, the ship that delivered the bomb that was dropped on Pearl Harbor. And it was so secret that it took days after the ship was actually torpedoed and sank. And for days, Shaw and his shipmates floated in the ocean. They clustered together in circles. And when one of them would feel a shark coming along, they would all start screaming and pounding, not realizing that that's actually what attracts sharks. And for 3 days, close to 1,000 of them lost their lives to sharks. And the character, Shaw, which was a made-up character, but there were several hundred of them, I think 500 or 700 who made it out alive. He talks about the worst part was waiting. The worst part was when the rescue boats showed up and he was waiting for his turn. And that's where we are right now. I'm 61. And I'm healthy. So I can't get my shot. And even if I do get my shot, there are so many people who don't have their shot. And so I'm sitting here and I'm waiting. And so are you. And that's what I want to talk about. This isn't about me. This is about you. And if you feel even more anxiety now that there's a vaccine, if you feel even more anxiety now that people are getting vaccinated, It's normal. You are going through the exact thing the character Shaw went through in Jaws while he was waiting for the boat. Because he knew that at any moment, he could be attacked and killed. Prior to that, they had pretty much given up hope and accepted their terrible fate. But now they had two choices, not choices, but two possible outcomes. Rescue, which seemed impossible before, and being eaten by a shark, which seemed definite before. Now, we've never quite felt like a shark was definitely going to swim up and get us. The dolphin just broke the surface. I don't know if you can see it. If it does, it's likely to do it again. It's either breathing or feeding. I can see it. I can see it rippling. So it's close to the surface. Anyway, I told you I would try and let you see it. A dolphin makes kind of a sound. It just breaks the surface very quietly. A manatee comes up and goes, and then it goes back down. All right, so if you're feeling more anxiety right now, that's normal. I talked to you about the TV show, Ted Lasso. Started watching it again last night for the third time this week. I'm getting a lot of comfort from that show, a lot of inspiration. And there's an episode called It's the Hope That Kills You. Let's start off with, what does the word hope mean, by the way? The word hope is defined as a wish coupled with a confident expectation for fulfillment. So in other words, when you say, I hope something, we tend to think of it as just a wish. We tend to think of hope as watered down faith. It is not. Hope is something you wish for. We all wish for something. I wish for Teddy to die of old age in my arms, okay? A confident expectation of fulfillment is how much you believe that that thing is going to actually happen for you. Now, one of the things I'm noticing with COVID is that we've all got COVID exhaustion, and most of you don't live where I live. I can go to a dozen restaurants, sit outside, socially distance. Oh, by the way, I have to show you this if I can get it on the screen. Can you see that bird? Oh, there's actually two of them. Those are frigates. Those are frigates. I actually did a jump start on frigates. Frigates never land. They only land to mate. Long story, amazing birds, also called a man of war. Anyway, hush, Teddy. There's somebody coming over and he feels the need to protect me. So this guy is gonna walk right over into our field, and Teddy is not gonna like this, so you're gonna have trouble hearing me, but that's okay. Here's the thing, I want you to know that if you are struggling right now to have hope, waiting on when is going to be your turn, they're turning on the chainsaws now, then that is normal. And what I want you to do is to remember how far you've made it already. Remember how far you've made it already. Don't give in to COVID exhaustion. Remember how far you've made it already. I want you to look back and realize that I have been doing, in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, I will have been doing these jump starts for an entire year live. I started doing these jump starts live because states started shutting down. Not everybody was shut down, but states started shutting down, and I wanted to be there with you live. We've been doing this for 1 year, friends. Don't give up hope. Keep hope alive. Keep that confident expectation. What you're concerned about, not so much probably now, is whether or not you're going to die of COVID. What you're concerned about now is whether or not you're going to make this without going crazy. I now have gone from being in a relationship and living with somebody to facing now being alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to get into another relationship. And so my mind goes to, can you bob in the water for another year or two until you can get out and be around friends? I can't even be around friends. And the answer is hell yes. Hell yes, I can do it. And hell yes, you can do it. I'm here for you. You're here for me. Teddy's here for us all. And we need to look at how far we've come, not how far we need to or want to go. We measure our distance in how far we've traveled, not how far we have to go. That's how we keep hope alive. Keep hope alive today. If you're feeling COVID exhaustion, it's normal. Get outside, reach out to people, post in Facebook. Keep hope alive. And when other people get vaccinated, celebrate them. Celebrate their good fortune. Celebrate them. My friend Lynn has gotten both of her vaccinations. So has my friend Russ. I've got a number of friends who've gotten vaccinated, both sides. And I am so grateful, as if it's my vaccination. They've been off and on with the chainsaws this morning, and it's been kind of perfect because I haven't been able to hear them. I'm going to give you just a minute to make final comments, but remember, today is, it's the hope that kills you? Hell no. It's the hope that keeps you alive. It's the lack of hope that kills you. It is giving up. Remember that idea of that Korean prison back in the Korean War, when all they let through was the breakup letters to the guys in the military? It had the highest death rate of any prison, POW camp in the Korean War. Why? Because they killed off the hope. Anything that was good, any news of your wife having a baby, all of those letters were burned. Any news of you inheriting money, burned. Your mother died, you got the letter. Your brother died, you got the letter. Your girlfriend, wife cheated on you, broke up with you, you got the letter. And it killed the hope. It's the hope that keeps you alive. Let me give one more last chance to say hello to everybody. Anybody got anything? Dolphin just came up behind you. That is right. Yes, it did. And now we are being greeted by cranes. Teddy doesn't understand because he thinks they're like Canadian snow geese. And where we used to be, he was allowed to go chase the snow geese. But I don't let him do that here because this is kind of a wildlife. You are literally looking, if you wonder where I live, that's the Everglades behind me, okay? Across Blackwater Sound. I live on what's called Blackwater Sound. Hey, Meemaw says, celebrating my parents getting their second vaccination. Awesome, possum. I see Melissa Linker is here. And because I said Melissa Linker is here, it's time for everyone to click share. Please click share right now. Share this positive message with your friends and family who may be suffering with COVID fatigue. Help invite them to become a jump starter. Just put in the message. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oops, we got a big crane that flew right by us. And Teddy took umbrage at that fact. When you click, say, hey, I'm a jump starter, and be sure and jumpstart your day with me as well. There is probably my biggest fan and follower and supporter, Daniel Ritzy, who posts every day in this group. When you click share right now, it's time to share. Remember, share is not just Sonny's ex-wife. Click share right now and post that you are sharing. We are about to get another great view of this gentleman walking by, but I think he has figured out what's going on. So I'm going to give you all an opportunity to post what it is that you would like, and I will comment based on that. And we'll let this guy walk by. I think he all of a sudden feels quite shy, and that's understandable. I don't think he realizes what's going on. The other day I told you there was a woman who her dog came running up to me just as I started to go live. And but now he comes up every, she gets here earlier, I think, just so she can come and let Teddy play. And that's one of the great things, lots of dogs. Listen, everybody, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. When hope is gone, everything is gone. Keep your hope alive. And the only one who can do that is you. Stop reading stuff that's going to make you feel negative. I know someone who has gotten vaccinated. I don't know if he's gotten both, but he just doesn't believe that the vaccinations are going to do it. He believes it's just going to continue. It just goes on and on and on. You know why? Because he's always reading the darkest, most depressing side of what may happen in the future with the vaccine. Keep hope alive. Teddy Bear says, let's see if I can get him in here. Come on one last time. There we go. Keep hope alive. All right, everybody, enjoy today. I will see you tomorrow. Love you. Make it a great day.